With so many candidates putting their names forward for tonight's convention in the Clayton Hotel in Sligo, it's expected to run into the early hours of the morning. So, how will voting work tonight? Enda McGloin is the regional organiser for Fine Gael in the Northwest.
It's the Shannon PR system. So those of us that are familiar with the election of members to the Shannon by county councillors, it is based on the Shannon PR system. So people will be asked to vote 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 down the line. So as the candidates with the lowest amount of votes are eliminated, their preference then will be extended along the line according to their second and third preference and so on and so forth. Until eventually we meet as the directive of the convention, which whatever that will be revealed on the night.
Now, Fine Gael will be eager to make sure there is no repeat of what happens when it last chose candidates for the Sligo Leitrim constituency. The November 2015 convention sparked a crisis for the party when former Minister for Small Business John Perry, then a TD, took a High Court challenge after failing to gain a spot on the ticket. He claimed he had been unfairly treated. He later settled with the party and unsuccessfully contested the election. This time round, John Perry insists that the fallout from that controversy will not affect his chances this time. But party insiders have told me that there are three main frontrunners tonight. Leitrim-based Gerry Reynolds, also a former TD, former Senator Michael Comiskey, and Noel Merrick, the chairman of the party's executive in the constituency. Party headquarters are expected to direct that two candidates be chosen, one from Sligo South Donegal and the other from the Leitrim North Ross Common part of the constituency. Noel Merrick would be in pole position in the Sligo South Donegal area, given his long association with the party and his base in Sligo town. About 330 delegates are based in South Sligo, with 277 in Sligo town and North Sligo. And Noel Merrick says he's confident he will have enough support from delegates tonight.
I'm very, very hopeful. I mean, I have met a lot of people. I've called to as many houses as possible to meet the people in their homes. And I've talked to a lot of people on the phone as well. I'm very, very hopeful that I'll do very well tonight and getting very strong, solid support from the organisation all around County Sligo and South Donegal. And I'm very, very hopeful that I will come through tonight. I suppose I have the advantage in that I'm from South Sligo, from farming stock, as they say, in South Sligo, and I'm living at Carrow for the last 28 years. So I have two bases in the county, and I think I'm getting great support from rural County Sligo and also in the Sligo town area.
In Leitrim North Ross Common, party insiders say Gerry Reynolds and Michael Comiskey are neck and neck battling it out for the support of delegates there. And Michael Comiskey says he's fairly confident that he'll be one of the two candidates selected tonight.
I have been on the road, I suppose, for the last just over 4 weeks now since we learned about the convention taking place, and I am reasonably confident. I've spoken to quite a number of the people out there, the people who are the votes, the ordinary people out there, and you know, I've travelled right across from Donegal, North Sligo, all of County Leitrim, and you know, I've spoken to almost all of them. So I am reasonably confident. I think that possibly tonight I should be in a position to come through and be one of the candidates selected.
Meanwhile, high-profile Senator Frank Feehan admits he has a battle on his hands to be selected tonight. His base is in North Ross Common, and it is home to fewer than 80 of the 1,200 delegates entitled to vote at the convention.
Yeah, the way the membership is worked out, you have to remember for 2 years, and North Ross Common only came in a year ago, so I simply cannot put enough members in to suffice the criteria, the two-year rule. But I'm looking forward to the convention tonight. It'll be an emotional, it'll be an interesting night, and conventions are a mix of a boxing match, an All-Ireland final, and a general election count. So it'll be an interesting night, and it's a good night for the over 1,000 members of Fine Gael in the constituency, because it gives them a night out to listen to the candidates, to vote on who they feel will be the best candidates for the next general election, and I'm looking forward to tonight.
It's a high-profile selection convention, because I suppose nationally, a lot of eyes will be on Sligo Leitrim tonight.
Yeah, it's certainly around the country. Everybody seems to know that the Sligo Leitrim North Roscommon South Donegal Convention is on, and I know a lot of my colleagues are coming to, because it's as I say, for want of a word, it's going to be an interesting night. This constituency has always been interesting, and the members, I think, will have a good night.
Other contenders tonight include Sligo-based councillor Sinead Maguire, the only woman seeking nomination, Blaine Gaffney, a parliamentary assistant to Tony McLoughlin, who is not seeking re-election, and councillor Hubert Keeney.